Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Rap. We often find ourselves feeling defeated by the circumstances around us. We may feel confused about our purpose, stressed out, isolated, lonely, desperate, or even overwhelmed. But let's remember that because of Jesus and the power and wisdom we have received from the Holy Spirit, we can live victorious lives, knowing that God is with us always. Jesus is walking with us, gently leading and prompting us to surrender all to Him, so that His will can unfold through our lives. Let us live lives worthy of our calling as we glorify and serve Him during this time. Our scripture for today is from Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. Let us seize every opportunity to renew our minds and examine the condition of our hearts. Our thoughts can sometimes get the better of us, causing us to be fear or guilt driven. The enemy comes to steal, kill and destroy, but Jesus has come that we may have life and have it in abundance. This promise gives us the assurance that we do not need to fear persecution or struggle. We do not need to camp under a cloak of guilt or fret in the face of uncertainty. Let's ask ourselves, who is in control of our lives? What words do we use to describe our lives? What is the condition of our hearts? Are we reacting in fear? Or do we let go and invite God to guide us on the path He has for us? When we surrender our whole self to the Lord, we give Him the opportunity to light the path ahead of us and show us the way. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to renew our minds so that we can take thoughts that lead us away from God captive. Let's trust Him to recondition our hearts and minds so that we can live healthy, life-bearing, purpose-filled lives. And let's live victorious lives based on God's will and the hope that is set before us. Because of Jesus' glorious victory through His death and resurrection, we have hope to stand on, which helps us to remain faithful to the end. God's grace is sufficient for us, and His power is made perfect in our weakness. We are more than conquerors through Jesus, who loves us unconditionally. We therefore can live victorious lives to the glory of God. So, let us remember that we are chosen, set apart, and called. God created us for something significant, something eternal, something that matters. May we overcome our habit of sliding back into our comfort zones. God has anointed us and wants us to grow into all He created us to be. Jesus is our victorious Savior. May we live in the eternal victory He has won for us through undeserved grace. May we step into our calling and use the special gifts and talents we have so freely received. May we all declare today, "Yet I will serve and love the Lord with gladness all the days of my life." Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Lord Jesus, I want to thank You and honor You for just the practical analogy that You use to remind us that we should start with the small things, Lord, and faith also starts with the small things and it leads to something bigger. And also Your kingdom, Lord, help us to make the right decisions, even our micro decisions, Lord, that it will all speak of Your goodness and kindness, of forgiveness and love, of patience. Lord, and help us to reflect Your character in a world that so needs it. Lord, help us with all our decisions throughout the day, that we will make it and that we will make it to honor You, Lord, and to be a blessing to everyone around us.
Lord, thank You that we can surrender our lives to You and that we know our steps is in your hands. Help us to live lives that's wise, but help us to think about our words that we speak. Lord, and help us to realize that you are in control. And we just want to again say that we believe you are in control. And thank you that we can rest in this knowledge.
Thank you, Lord, for always going before us. If you ask us to surrender all, it's because you surrendered all. If you ask us to be willing to undergo persecution, it's because you suffered the ultimate sacrifice on the cross, yet overcoming all evil and death through your glorious resurrection. So your victory gives us hope in the bleakest and darkest of circumstances. Please push back the powers of darkness. Bring consolation to the weary, the desperate, and the brokenhearted. And bring a balm of healing to wounded bodies and souls. Please bring justice to those perpetrating the evil, that the terror may cease, and that your peace may once again reign and your name be forever glorified.
Faithful Father, thank you that your creation does not stop at my idea of destruction. Thank you that I can rest in the knowledge that you reign in both the desolate wasteland and the flourishing garden. Lord, we know that you are King of life and that you've conquered the grave. There's nothing that can separate us from your love. Dumbstruck or scared as we may become, I know there's no confusion that you cannot redeem that's incompatible with your call to order. Father, we might not always immediately see our victory, but Lord, please strengthen our hearts and minds to endure on this path. Fix our eyes on you, to keep choosing a relationship with you, and to hold fast to your victory.
Father, thank you that we can be called children of God, and because of that, that you have called us, set us apart, and specifically gifted us to serve you and glorify you in all we do. Thank you for the gift, talent, skills, and blessings you have given us so freely. Help us to be good stewards of that which you have entrusted with us. Thank you that because of Jesus, we are worthy to live a life according to the plan and purpose you have for us. May the power of your Spirit give us wisdom and equip us to glorify you and advance your kingdom here on earth. Give us the courage to move any obstacle out of our way that can keep us from living out our calling. We love you and we honor you. We pray this in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful day.